dictation, 29th of April, patient G.R. Krieger, K-R-I-E-G-E-R, date of birth 12/10/1934. George R. Krieger was seen for evaluation of hypercalcemia and elevated parathyroid hormone, per paragraph. Previously, comma, he has been found to have a slightly high serum calcium and elevated parathyroid hormone, period. He does not have symptoms of hypercalcemia and overall feels good, per paragraph. He has had back pain for quite some time and also has been followed previously by a nephrologist who has retired for chronic kidney disease, per paragraph. Past history is otherwise notable for right nephrectomy for renal cell carcinoma in 2014, comma, gout, comma, hypertension, and intermittent atrial fibrillation, per paragraph. Family history is non-contributory, per paragraph. Social history, colon, he is a retired doctor of pharmacy and does not smoke, but occasionally drinks alcohol, per paragraph. Card medication, Eliquis 2.5 milligrams twice daily, comma, Cardizem 360 milligrams daily, comma, Allopurinol 100 milligrams twice daily, comma, Bumex 0.5 milligrams daily, and Tylenol, per paragraph. General review is otherwise unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated, per paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 160 over 78, comma, weight 256 pounds, the BMI is 37.9, period, the pulse 68 per minute, comma, regular sinus rhythm at this time period. The thyroid gland is not enlarged. There are no abnormal lymph nodes and masses of palp in the neck. For the heart, so the normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination is grossly intact. Per paragraph, I've reviewed previous labs, which include a serum calcium of 10.5 and parathyroid hormone level of 117 from August 2021. Period. At that point, comma, his creatinine level was 2.11 with a GFR of 28. Period. Subsequent lab studies have shown a serum calcium of 10.6 and serum creatinine of 1.65 on April 25, 2022, with a GFR of 37 and PTH level of 131. Period. Paragraph. Impression: mild hypercalcemia, secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism, with stage 3 chronic kidney disease, period, paragraph. I've discussed with him some of the implications of hypercalcemia and hyperparathyroidism, and based on his age, comma, he is reluctant for aggressive intervention at this point, period. He is also not in favor of parathyroidectomy if such was required, period, paragraph. Based on a stable renal function, comma, conservative management is employed for his hypercalcemia at this point, per paragraph. He is to see a new nephrologist, comma, Dr. Kelly Mercier, comma, in the near future for further advice on chronic kidney disease, per paragraph. I will see him back for follow-up in this office in 3 months, per paragraph. Next patient, Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, Flags, F-L-A-G-G-S, date of birth 8/2/1991. Ariel Flags was seen for evaluation of goiter, per paragraph. She was diagnosed as having a goiter in March 2022, and an ultrasound at that point had shown two small cystic nodules in both lobes, per paragraph. Apart from feeling scratchy in her throat, comma, she has no other major symptoms of thyroid hormone dysfunction, per paragraph. Past medical history is uneventful, per paragraph. Family history is notable for a grandmother who had hypothyroidism, per paragraph. Social history, she works as a management consultant and does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Currently, she has no medication, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable for assistance evaluated apart from her throat symptoms, period, paragraph. On examination, weight 170 pounds, and pulse 70 per minute, period. The thyroid gland was minimally enlarged at less than 1.5 times normal size, and there was no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The heart, so the normal lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, per paragraph. I have reviewed recent studies, which include an ultrasound of her thyroid gland showing a 0.8 centimeter nodule in the left lobe. And a slightly enlarged thyroid gland. Period. The TSH was 1.06, and general chemistry was normal. Preparagraph impression, small nodular goiter, blood evidence of a thyroid hormone imbalance. Preparagraph. I do not think that she has subacute thyroiditis, as her thyroid gland was not painful on palpation. Preparagraph. I've advised follow up in about 6 months' time for repeat thyroid function test and antibody screen, and no further interventions are thought necessary at this time. Period. Next patient. Bernice, B-E-R-N-I-C-E, Delewski, D-E-L-E-W-S-K-I, date of birth 1/13/1936. Bernice Delewski was seen for evaluation of osteoporosis. Preparagraph. She was told in September 2021 that she had osteoporosis, but has no specific complaints at this point and has not had previous fractures. Preparagraph. She takes calcium and vitamin D and overall feels quite well apart from back pain, which has been treated with injections. Preparagraph. Family history is negative for osteoporosis. Period. Social history. In the past, she has worked at preschool education and does not smoke or drink alcohol. Preparagraph. General review is unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated apart from occasional urinary tract infection. Preparagraph. On examination, blood pressure 152 over 80, common weight 132 pounds, the BMI is 23.3, period, the pulse is 68 per minute, period. The thyroid gland was enlarged with normal lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck, period. The remainder of the examination was intact. Paragraph. I've reviewed the results of a blood tests, which include normal lipid panel, comma, and bone density study, which shows a T-score of minus 3.3 in the lumbar spine and minus 2.3 in the femur, period. Paragraph impression, osteoporosis of the hip with osteopenia in the lumbar spine, paragraph. As she appears to be in good health, and does not appear to have an increased risk of fractures, I recommend conservative management without specific intervention apart from calcium and vitamin D. Paragraph. I've advised her in regards to fall prevention, and we'll see her back for follow-up in 2 years' time with repeat bone densitometry study. Paragraph. End of dictation.